This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green. An American who was sentenced to 7 years of hard labor in Myanmar is on his way home today. Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia secured the release of John Yetaw of Missouri, who swam across a lake to a home where pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi was being held on house arrest. Her detention sentence has now been extended. Now, during his visit, Senator Webb had several meetings. He was granted a rare meeting with the pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and also he met with the chief of Myanmar's junta, Senior General Tan Shwe. It was the first time the general has met with a senior U.S. political figure. To help us understand all of this, we're joined by NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. So Senator Webb had a press conference to talk about his visit today. What did he say about, I guess, both of these meetings with Aung San Suu Kyi and also General Shwe?
Well, he was pretty upbeat. He was pretty positive about the whole thing. He said he went to Myanmar and he asked the general basically for three things: to release John Yetaw, to meet with Aung San Suu Kyi, and to release Aung San Suu Kyi before next year's scheduled elections. Now, the government said yes to the first two. The government hasn't responded to the last one, he says, but he said granting those two requests were gestures of goodwill on the part of Myanmar's military leaders, and he says that was something that he hoped the U.S. could build on in the future.
But of course, there are critics of the junta who say that release of Aung San Suu Kyi is the key thing that they'll be looking for, obviously.
Yes, and there are some people who would also say that U.S. policy and the West policy in general towards Myanmar has been largely predicated on the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, that it's been seen through the prism of Aung San Suu Kyi and her release, and that the U.S. policy has simply failed, that economic sanctions have failed, that hard talk about the generals needing to release her and all the other political prisoners before they be recognized, that's failed. And I think Senator Webb has a slightly different view. He's more in favor of engagement, and I think that the Obama administration has also signaled that they're very much in favor of reconsidering Myanmar policy because they know that it hasn't worked either. So I think that's one of the reasons that Senator Webb went to Myanmar. Officially, of course, he can't say that he's carrying a message from the Obama administration. And he said today that, you know, officially he wasn't asked by Myanmar's generals to pass any specific messages back to the Obama administration, but baby steps, yeah?
Baby steps. Well, this Missouri man who took the swim, John Yetaw, any conditions attached to his release? And did he have anything to say?
No conditions attached to his release. Senator Webb had argued that he needed to be released on humanitarian grounds because he had several medical issues that came up during his nearly 4 months of detention. And the Myanmar government granted that request. He arrived in Bangkok today with Senator Webb, and he went immediately to the hospital, so he wasn't at Senator Webb's news conference. And I don't suspect we're going to hear from him anytime soon.
NPR's Michael Sullivan will be following the story. He's reporting to us from Bangkok. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome.